Charities like RNIB rely a great deal on fundraising to provide their vital services, and they have all sorts of events taking place throughout the year. So whether you want to run a marathon, throw yourself out of a plane, or trek the South Downs, there's tons there for you here in the UK and abroad if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous. Now, Karen Kamundi decided that she wanted to take part in the South Downs Trek, and to find out why, she joins us now. Karen, so tell me a little bit about yourself and how did you first get involved with RNIB?
Hi, I'm registered partially sighted and have been for about 10 years. So sometime after that, I started using the RNIB services. I've received some telephone support to help me through emotional difficulties and coming to terms with it. I've also had help with information on benefits and getting back to work as well, actually.
So really, a lot of help from RNIB at what was probably a very important time for you.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I think when you're first registered with a visual impairment, it is a really difficult experience, and you need to try and adjust and work out how you're going to carry on, really, and what you're going to do. And it takes quite a long time, actually.
So you had the emotional support and you received help from the welfare side, and even I think you've completed an Open University course now, is that right?
Yeah, I have. Last year I completed a degree with the Open University. So that's taken 6 years part-time, and it's quite a long time, but it was really worth it. And that's really what led me on to doing the challenge this year, because I was looking for something new to do after I'd finished that.
And you decided on the South Downs Trek. Why did that one appeal to you?
I love to be by the sea, and so that really appealed. But I wanted something physical. I'd been sort of studying for years and just working away at that every evening, and I just wanted a change and something to focus my time on. So I chose a physical challenge. And, the South Downs is a beautiful part of the world. The main thing, actually, is I've wanted to do a walk for a long time but felt I probably couldn't because I was visually impaired. And I didn't know anyone who wanted to do a walk with me. And I thought, I can't do it on my own because I'll probably get lost or something. And when I saw an advert for this one and it said it was guided, I thought, I'm going to ring up, I'm going to do this. That's why I chose the South Downs one.
Okay, so give the brain a rest and give the body a bit of punishment for a little while.
Definitely. The brain definitely needed a rest.
And this was a guided trek, so yes. You know, anyone partially sighted blind could take part in this. But you know, even taking the sighted element away from that, it sounds as if you got a great deal from the experience and the day itself.
Yeah, I did. It's a beautiful area to walk through, and actually you walk with a group of people that I didn't know anyone prior to the walk, but as you go along you do just strike up conversations with people and get to know people that really, you know, have all different sorts of lives, and you just chat and just open up with different people. And it was a really good experience, as well as the challenge in itself for you personally to see whether you can complete it.
Now, it is a big trek. How did you prepare for it?
Well, I do go to the gym, probably not often enough, but I do try and go to the gym, and I walk everywhere because I can't drive anymore. That's it, really. I just try to keep as fit as possible. You definitely need to train. I don't think you could do it without putting in some training beforehand.
And how did you feel at the end of it?
Oh, I felt really good. I was really pleased that I'd done it. I still feel quite pleased that I've done it. Physically, I felt fine, actually. So I was very lucky to be able to get through it and still feel pretty good. So I was glad that I did my training.
It sounds, you know, they call it a challenge, but it sounds like it was a lot of fun as well,
yeah,
you know, meeting
yeah.
a lot of people, good social events. So yeah. Was the goal for you then to give something back financially to RNIB?
That was part of it. Part of it, I think, is I need personally a challenge. And part of it is because if I was going to choose a charity, this one is close to my heart because obviously I've received help from it. And I know other people would, going through the same situation, would need support as well. So
it's interesting you say, you know, it's not just the donation part, you wanted to challenge yourself. Has that given you a taste for perhaps, you know, stepping out of the comfort zone a bit more then?
Well, I kind of like doing that anyway. I find that one of the most sort of frustrating things I find to losing, or partially losing my eyesight, is that you don't lose your will to do things. You know, you still want to do the same things you've always wanted to do, but it's kind of harder to do them. And sometimes other people think that you don't want to do them anymore. I find they kind of see you just as someone with a disability and not someone who wants to have ambitions and aims and desires to do things. So I've always been like that, and I always want to look for another challenge, but it's just a bit harder now. You have to try and find a way around it.
Did that initial support from RNIB show you that sight loss isn't the end? You can step out of that comfort zone, you can challenge yourself, because, you know, perhaps the things that people think aren't possible when you lose your sight.
Yeah, I think you do need help to come to terms with that. It doesn't, you don't immediately feel that way. I think it takes a while. You think, you know, devastated for a while, and you gradually just have to try and get back on your feet. And some support from someone who's been there before, maybe, and understands how difficult it is really important, I think.
Would you recommend the treks or the challenges to other people then?
Yeah, I would, definitely. Even, you know, whether you've got a visual impairment or not, I think, you know, the support was there, and even just, not just the guide, but just people within the group will support you, and you go as a team, you go as a group, so nobody gets left behind. So I would recommend it to anyone, yes, I would.
So do you fancy throwing yourself out of a plane next?
No. I'd climb a mountain, but I wouldn't come down out of a plane.
Well, there's a Ben Nevis one, you could try that.
I wouldn't mind, actually, I wouldn't mind.
You are still looking to raise as much money as possible, Karen. And if people go to the Just Giving website, how do they find your details to donate?
If you go to the Just Giving website and look up Karen Kamundi 2, that's about K-A-R-E-N-K-A-M, the mother, U-N-D-I 2, and you should be able to donate to the RNIB on that page.
And let's hope that many people do. The treks are open again for 2020. If you fancy registering there, then get in touch with RNIB. You can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can email helpline@rnib.org.uk or have a look on the site. Go to rnib.org.uk for loads of fundraising and events ideas. Karen, congratulations once again on completing the South Downs Trek, and good luck with your further endeavours, and thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.